close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Well, hello, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, seven revolutions later, balancing into yet another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Nestler. And of course, that was Thriller, Michael Jackson's Thriller. Did you know that tomorrow is Thrill the World Day? 39 groups around the world are gathering together to dance to Michael Jackson's Thriller at exactly the same time tomorrow. And Carbondale has a Thrill the World Day group, one of three in Colorado. And here with us from that group are two of the Zombie Flash Mob brothers, Charlie Cox. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. And Simon Cox is here, too. Hi, Simon.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much.
Where's all the blood and the guts and the arms falling off and all that stuff?
I don't know. It's coming.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Later. Tomorrow is the day.
And also we have the two Buanas of the Bonedale Ballet with us here. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for having us here again.
Of course.
Hello, everybody out there in Carbondale and beyond.
And Anthony, your Kanitsa is here too.
Back here for another resurrection of the Thrill the World.
Yeah, tell me about it. You know, I guess it actually has a social benefit, doesn't it? Because their whole thing is to prove that people can get together and do something fun all at the same time. Is that kind of the background of this?
Yes, it is a worldwide synchronized dance event, and it's in celebration of dance and community inspired by Michael Jackson's self and his geniusness, we call. And it was founded in 2006 in Toronto, Canada, by Ines Markeljevic. Probably did not pronounce that right. She has the thrilltheworld.com website. And every October, thousands of people, zombies around the world, get together and we honor Michael Jackson and also raise funds for charity in certain situations too.
Oh, which, are you doing that?
We are not doing that this year, but I think next year we're going to do that, branch out a little further.
Oh, okay. So this is the third or fourth time you guys have done it, right?
Third year.
Yeah.
Huh.
And Luke, I do think it is a glue that brings our culture together in a way, because we, you know, are all spread out and all these people from different walks of life come together and they enjoy working and expressing themselves, and people have different, you know, backgrounds in movement and dance, but they really get excited and they get, you know, very happy and joyous during the experience. I mean, it's hard not to smile ear to ear when you're actually doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think it's our society's version of what the pygmies do. They have a dance for everything in life.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, here we are, you know, in this culture, we're using, you know, what we have in this community with this wonderful music to cohesify and make people really happy.
Cohesify.
Yeah.
Nice word. Did you just make that up?
No.
I love it.
Yeah. I just don't want anybody to vituperate my erudition is also.
Are you guys in touch with any other groups around the world or around the state?
You know, we are not. But again, as we continue doing this every year, I think it'd be great to actually connect with, especially within Colorado. As you said, there were, I think, three organizations doing it, or groups. And so we've got one of our zombies that's off to Mexico City. And she said when she's in the airport tomorrow, if she comes across possibility, she might just whip out that thriller
dance in the airport.
Because I know there's some groups out there. So,
There's probably going to be flash mobs all over the place.
All over.
How about that?
Yeah.
I would love to be in an airport and have somebody bust a Michael Jackson move right in front of me. That would be cool.
Oh, it's great. And when we have done the flash mobs in the valley just in the last couple of weeks, you know, the response is really quite amazing.
Uh-huh.
Alex, you want to talk about?
Yeah, we've done, starting at the beginning of October, we did three flash mobs on First Friday, just along Main Street. And then one at the Hotel Colorado for an event there. Whole Foods, as well as another area outside in Basalt last Sunday, and a surprise birthday party of Rod Strikers, which was a lot of fun. And then we have two more surprise locations for flash mobs we cannot announce because they haven't happened, but they are happening between tomorrow and Halloween, and so look out. Aside from our main event, the most important, is tomorrow at 4 o'clock outside behind the Carbondale Branch Library.
Oh, in that nice little courtyard area.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Huh. You never know where zombies are going to be popping up.
How many people are in your group this time around?
We've got about 20 zombies.
Wow.
It's a really great group. And so throughout the month, we've had not exactly all 20 for every flash mob, but we've had so much enthusiasm around this, and the main event is the most important. So tomorrow we're going to have everybody, and you know, we'll see what happens after that. We'll probably have to flash mob around town a little bit more.
It's a great place to bring your whole family. Even dogs and cats enjoy it, we've heard.
And we want to be sure to thank all our dancer zombies out there, Carbondale Branch Library, Janine Stickle over there, the manager, Chris Tribble with True Media Foundation. He'll be filming this tomorrow.
He does a fantastic job with the sound and video and everything. It's incredible what he does.
Yeah. So
Everybody
come on out and dress up as zombies if you'd like to. And if you happen to know Thriller, let's come on over and join the group and come at around 3:15 to the library and sign up to participate. It's somewhat too late, but if you already know the dance, it's not too late.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What do you think about the dance, Charlie? Do you like the dance now that you've been practicing it?
It took like a few days to practice it, but I just love it.
Yeah? What do you love about it?
I love the moves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What they're cool, or they're slick, or they're, what makes them great? What do you like about them?
Slick and slidy.
Slick and slimy, like a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, do you when you dance, do you actually have, like, blood dripping out of your mouth and stuff?
Not really, but,
no?
Yeah.
Does your arm fall off or anything like that?
Nah, I think that would be real
an idea.
Zombies,
I don't know how you do that, but I'll bet you can figure out a way. Make
that
it look
would
like.
Be disgusting.
Yeah, well, zombies are pretty disgusting creatures, aren't they?
Especially when they have stitches on their mouth.
Yeah? Well, I guess that would keep the blood from coming out of it.
I mean, if you're going to have an arm fall off, this valley is one of the best places to
go. Simon, what about you and zombies? Do you like zombies?
No, I don't really like zombies because I think they're quite scary, but I do like the thriller because the moves are fast and it feels really good, and it's hard to not smile when we're doing the dance because I was at Rod's birthday party. In the middle of the dance, I was so excited. So I tried to keep my smile in, but I couldn't because I was too happy and excited for the next dance.
I love that. What a great story.
I think that's what dance is all about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody's welcome. You know, all ages participate. So for those of you that want to participate next year, come over to Coordination and Bonedell Ballet over at Soperson 4th. You can call us 379-2187, bonedellballet.com. And I mean, this is, it's an amazing event. It's just, it's one of those things where we're going to have to continue on every year. It's just becoming more and more, energizing and electric, and everyone wants to do it.
It's a tradition now.
It's a tradition. You're right.
Huh. It's awesome.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
And because of Thrill the World Carbondale and all its excitement it's bringing to us here in town, is we've decided at our studio, Coordination Bonedell Ballet, we're going to start a new flash mob dance class that is in the planning phases right now, where we select like a theme and a song, and we just choreograph, and it could be something we just practice, or we maybe take it out to parties or events. So, and we'll continue bringing Thriller, you know, into all this every year, every October too.
Well,
so.
I watched the original video a couple hours ago, the whole 13 minutes of it, 13 minutes and 49 seconds or something. And I was struck again at how original it was, and it stands the test of time. It came out in 1983.
Yes.
And it was the first video that MTV premiered around the world. And you were saying, Anthony, you remember it in 1983. Tell me about that.
Yeah, with our dance company, we would go over to one of our friends' houses and sit around, all of us, and after rehearsals, and watch this with our mouths open, just because it was so ahead of its time. So its trajectory, you know, it'll be relevant for eternity. I think Michael Jackson's genius just percolates up, you know, with the musicality and the moves, and you know, I think it captures all ages. These young gentlemen have just proclaimed, you know, through their smiles, you know what I mean? And it has a very contagious effect on audiences, you know, so I think it's, it was really fun to watch that. And I think that's what really, you know, got, MTV on the map.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was struck by, there was a full story I'd sort of forgotten.
Yeah.
But there's a full storyline in 13 minutes.
Right.
It's not just, lip syncing a song by the beach or something like that.
Right. And it's actually very playful, you know, in a sense.
And so innocent. I mean, the relationship between the character Michael Jackson plays and his girlfriend is just achingly innocent.
Right. And to have this, you know, the beauty of what you just described in the artistry of that dance, you know, orbit back around for the people who are old enough to remember, to actually be able to dance it, is really actually, you know, a kind of a nice, you know, privilege. And my Alexandra was saying, you know, a few days ago, that how wonderful, she goes, maybe, you know, I missed my calling in a sense. I should have been a Michael Jackson dancer or something like that.
I know, I'm really balletic when I'm doing my zombie Thriller moves, but like the boys were saying, the joy and the elation you feel, you just like, you want to be out there on stage as like a backup dancer, you know? So
it looks like a pretty intricate dance.
It is.
I mean, there's a lot of moves, aren't there, Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know them all? You've got them all down?
Yeah. The last time was a few days ago where I figured out all the words.
Oh.
Well, not words.
There is terminology for all of the steps. So you're right there.
Well, I also watched a video of, it was an instructional video on the Thrill the World website, and where the narrator was calling out the moves. And she must have been following a script, because it was very syncopated, and it was boom, 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 this. Dip your shoulder, blah, blah, blah. Keep going. It's kind of amazing.
It is. Took me a month to learn it 2 years ago when we were first asked by the Carbondale Branch Library to join them on this. And it was humbling. And I thought, you know, once you get it, you never forget it.
Uh-huh.
You know, once you pick it up and you go through the terms, you know, the names of all the terms, roar turn, shuffle back,
pop forward,
turn, look,
was
stare,
up.
Stare.
And those of you that were with us a year or two ago, I'm sure you guys are all going through this too in your mind. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Charlie and Simon, you're going to remember that for the rest of your lives. You're going to be an old fart like me, and you're going to remember all those words, just like I remember Docious Aliexpiesti Fragicala Rupus.
Can I put on these headphones?
Huh?
Can I put on these headphones?
Sure, go for it, man. But you're going to remember that. 60 years from now, you guys are going to remember that. I know it's hard for you to even think about that, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all of you out there.
It's a good party trick, too, I might add.
Everyone's welcome to come by Coordination and Bonedale Ballet and check out all the classes. We teach for all ages, you know, toddler up to adult, and, you know, in tap, ballet, creative dance, toddler dance, and now flash mob dance. So we've got a show we're preparing for, and this is such a great way to start our season, really, with Thrill the World. It puts us in a really good space, and it centers us, and it gets us ready for the more balletic side of what we do and tap. So end of February is what we're shooting for our next show.
And I think if anybody really enjoys movement, Pilates, yoga, even sports, they can funnel their, you know, love for all that and really immerse themselves in dance and take it to another level where you can actually, you know, be a part of a community event with, you know, where you're expressing this idea, you know, and it's just, and you know, that's what's been really nice to see is people kind of challenging themselves. And a lot of people think, oh, you know, I could never do that, but they get out there and do it. And it's really a great sense of accomplishment.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what else is going on at Bonedale Ballet that we need to know about? The new show, you think February, huh?
Yeah, we're just in the beginning planning phases of that. I'm pretty motivated right now. I really do feel Thrill the World, just like I was just saying. It just motivates me to plan the next performance. And we love that aspect of our studio. And we invite all of you dancers, even non-dancers out there, to come and check out what we do, and all the way down, even down into Glenwood, the Arts Center, any dancers out there that are still looking for a home, we would love to have you guys come and check out our classes and or Up Valley. So.
And you guys are still over there by the library.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We are still at the Bridges High School.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, we're very passionate about what we do, and we would just like to invite, you know, anybody that has an interest in dance. We put our heart and soul into what we do, and we just want to help people at whatever level they're at. And you know, if you remember our Four Seasons variations, it was a very special show for a lot of people. They, you know, it elicited sometimes tears or emotion, and Simon was into that, and, you know, it danced, and, you know, people just really love to see the expression of young dancers doing their thing. There's a, you know, it's, And that was a great show. So we're picking up right where we left off.
That's great.
And we're projecting into the future with all this enthusiasm for our next show. So we're looking forward to having some dancers participate in that from various entities.
All right. Well, that sounds really great. Tomorrow, 4:00, although I heard you say it might be wise to show up a little early.
If you'd like to participate, come find Alexandra or Janine Stickle over at the library. To sign up, you have to be officially registered, each zombie does, no matter what your age is, so that we are counted as official zombies through thrilltheworld.com.
Oh, okay.
So, and then, come in costume, crazy makeup, hair, and we're going to have some official photographs done that will be sent out to thrilltheworld.com and all that good stuff. So, yeah, but 4:00 sharp is the actual performance where the whole world in coordination will be. Dance and Thriller.
How about that?
Thanks to Michael Jackson.
That's really cool.
Woohoo!
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 Yeah, woohoo.
Gives me the chills talking about it. Not joking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see Charlie's all excited and Simon too. All right. Well, if you just joined us, you're tuned to the Express Yourself show, Thrill the World, Carbondale, tomorrow afternoon. Thanks, guys, for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thanks for having us, Luke.
Thank you, Luke. Thanks, everybody out there.
Thank you.
Have a happy and safe Halloween weekend and beyond.
And please come to our dance. Oh, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Stay with us. More to come.
Oh. We'll be right back.
that your light ain't shining like it's supposed to be.
That is SEMO. Brand new music from SEMO. The CD called Rise and Shine. That was Return. SEMO playing tonight over there at the Temporary in Willits. All right, let's talk about a few things going on before we bring in our next guest. Just a couple days left, actually more than a couple, almost a week, of the Line of Totality exhibit at the Launchpad featuring the work of Chris Hassig and Elliot Norquist. Also, the Basalt Library, David R. Schombach, an attorney at Smith Immigration, and the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition will host a citizenship clinic at the library tomorrow from 9 to 1. More information at 927-4311, extension 1002. And you can join Colorado Animal Rescue for a yoga session with cats and dogs taught by some of the valley's best yogis tomorrow morning from 9:30 to 11:45. But you need to register first. Give them a call at 947-9173 or visit coloradoanimalrescue.org. And repeat sessions are scheduled for November 18th and December 16th. So it's your chance to do yoga with cats and dogs. Also, Midland Fitness in Glenwood Springs offers an introductory class tomorrow from 10 a.m. till noon in Tai Chi and Qigong. Learn how to utilize mental focus that integrates mind and body. And last but not least, Heather Hoeksema presents her book Singular Butterfly tomorrow at the Pitkin County Library from 3 to 4 p.m. The book is part of a series called Singular Architecture, and it cross-references sustainable environments with sustainable health at all scales, from the natural environments to fabricated architectural environments. And last but not least, don't forget Halloween Dance Party, Katie and Kay's Halloween Dance Party, tomorrow night at the 3rd Street Center. Doors open at 6 with a special DJ set from Steve Cole, followed by live music from the Davenports, a costume contest, and a photo booth from the Aw Snap organization. Advance ticket sales and giveaways will conclude in just about half an hour. Tickets are $20 at the door tomorrow, and all proceeds benefit Katie and Kay. Remember, the party is only for 21 and up, with drink specials all night thanks to Marble Distilling, Aspen Brewing, Roaring Fork Beer Company, and Jackrabbit Hill Winery. And Moab Folk Festival taking over Moab next weekend. Let's listen to the man who is going to conclude the whole festival at the ball field Sunday at 3 o'clock, Daryl Scott.
This time round I'll be like water. I have learned to let it flow. Oh, there is no need to damn me. I will go where I must go. And I'll drop this suit of armor and put away my thorny crown. Gonna lay my heart wide open this time round. This time round I'll be a giver. I have saved me long enough. I will dig down to the bottom. I'll fill me right back up, and I'll end this search for savior. I'll be lost without a found. Oh, a pilgrim on life's highway this time round. Oh, every time I play the game of love, I play to win, and it all. Crash and burn. That's how I learned. This time round I'll be forgiving. I have harmed myself too long. I will speak the words of healing, and it will fill my heart with song. And I'll sing this song with others who were born to make the sound. Oh, a ragged choir of angels this time around. As I sail out on the ocean and I look back on the shore, I can see the sweet perfection of the ones I've loved before. And in each face I see the lesson that has brought me here and now. They will all give me their blessing this time round. Oh, every time we play the game of love, we play to win, and it always breaks us open, and we try to fly but fall and crash and burn. That's how we this time now.
That is Daryl Scott from his masterpiece, probably 6 or 7 years ago, A Crooked Road, when that came out. That was This Time Round. And once again, Daryl Scott closing out next weekend's Moab Folk Festival. Tickets and information at moabfolkfestival.com. Well, Husky Burnett joins the show today. Husky combines Delta and Hill Country blues and brings a raspy voice along with his slide guitar to the party. Husky plays the Loyal Brothers Lounge in Glenwood Springs tonight and Peach Street Distillers in Palisade tomorrow night. And he joins Express Yourself now. Welcome, Husky.
How you doing, man?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Sam Gillis is here, too. Sam is opening for Husky Burnett tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. This is awesome.
Are you opening for the Palisade show too?
I sure am.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear a little bit of your music here today. Yep. But first, let's talk a little bit about who you are and what you do. It's all blues for you, isn't it?
It's based there. I love rock and roll and I love blues. So I try to put the two together somehow, some way.
But it's not straight up like Delta blues, is it? You've got some other things going on there.
There's token songs, you know, the token acoustic song on the album or something like that. That's straight Delta, but everything's based Delta or Hill Country.
Yeah. Are you from that area?
No, just grew up loving blues, man. I got turned on by actually the college station in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the local college station. They had a blues like 3 hour on Wednesday blues show every Wednesday when I was little. I'd crank it up and sit in the living room and hang out, and so I just got turned up. My uncle, my whole family's into blues, and it just took me there. It was natural.
So Chattanooga, Tennessee. You grew up there?
I did.
How about that? I've never been to Chattanooga. What's the place like?
It's beautiful.
Is
it beautiful? Yeah, Lookout Mountain. We just past the sign of a Lookout Mountain out here.
Yeah,
actually, also, and there's a crazy looking spaceship house in Chattanooga
Lookout
Mountain. That was funny, but yeah, man, Chattanooga. Grew up playing there with local legend Roger Allen Wade. He's a amazing singer songwriter. If you've never heard Roger Allen Wade, he's pretty amazing. Yeah, he's not a blues player at all. He's just straight folk country singer-songwriter.
So Chattanooga, I imagine, just by virtue of where it is, kind of mixes it all up.
Yeah, man.
Mountain music from the Appalachians and country down from Nashville.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know, it's a good central working point when you're on the road and trying to do shows out of town or on tour. You're in the perfect central spot. And by getting to go all those places, you get turned on to all kinds of new music and just other music, period.
And yet you made the move to Colorado.
Yes.
Pretty recently, huh?
Yeah, back in December.
Oh, how do you like it so far?
We love it.
Where did you end up?
Fort Collins area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about Fort Collins.
Killer music scene.
Is it?
Very, very welcoming music scene. Very welcoming town. It's the whole state. It seems to be that way since we've moved here, though. So, but yeah, Fort Collins is great. It's beautiful. We love it.
I'm aware of some blues on the Front Range, the Greeley Blues Festival.
Mm-hmm.
They have a real good one, don't they?
Yeah. Sam knows more about it than I do because we just got here.
Tell me about that one, Sam.
Oh, gosh, it's a great time. I played there on the Friday night for the first time this year at a bar that was elbow to elbow with people who just love to dance and love the Hill Country blues. And I didn't even know it existed until this year. And, yeah, it'll be a staple in everything. And every year I'm going to be there for sure.
Yeah, and
I imagine a great lineup.
Well, I know that the Front Range is full of music.
Yeah,
it's really happening.
It's going, it's blowing up. It's great.
Yeah, and that's trickled down into the blues too, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Let's see, Grant Sabin and the Juke Joint Highball. If you haven't heard him and his band, oh man, that's straight Hill Country, straight off of R.L. Burnside record. Like it's nice. Killer, man. Straight Mississippi. It's
nice.
Good.
Huh. Where is that? Where does he play?
They're out of Colorado
Springs.
Springs.
In the Springs.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to Colorado Springs than you might expect, isn't there? Well, you brought your guitar in.
I did.
I'd love to hear you play and sing.
Sure, let's do one.
If you just joined us, we have Husky Burnett here with us and Sam Gillis too, so let's listen to some of their music.
This one's called Baby.
Can't you hear me when I call now? Got something there, girl, yeah. That make a poor boy slip and fall.
That's really good. Thank you. You are tight with that guitar, my man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You played a long time?
I've been playing since I was 12. I'm 40 now.
So. Okay. So you've got your 10,000 hours in, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few hours in.
Yeah. How about that? You can tell. Did you write that song too?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Where does a blues song, what makes a good blues song?
Oh, man. Real life.
Okay.
Real life and good times. Because a lot of times you're trying to use that as an outlet for those good times in that song because of a bad time or something happening. That's why you go to the bar. That's why you, you know, whatever, you know. And
yeah.
It's that outlet. It's real life and good times, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially real life. I'm just personally a fan of real life lyrics and real life songs. Stuff that's really happened to folks that they've really went through and wrote a song, whether it's something deep or just passed a road sign and wanted to write a song about, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
something, I like the real, I really like that. And, you know, and lyrics, that's the, back to Roger Allen Wade again, there's a lot of real stuff in his songs. And I appreciate that kind of songwriting.
Well, you know, old time country and old time blues are not very far apart.
Not at all, man.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And it's always about, like you say, real life stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it resonates around the world. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter what language you speak, you hear a good blues tune and you just know it. You feel it.
Yeah.
You feel it.
It's, you either feel it or you don't. And the ones that you actually feel are the, that's the ones that get you, that get down inside you, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty magical genre of music.
Yeah, it is. I've heard some people complain that it all sounds the same to them, but you know,
you're not listening though. If it kind of, it's because a lot of country sounds the same.
Yeah, or bluegrass, you could say, or reggae, you could say that about reggae.
But that's what gives it a title and a genre name, and that's what.
Uh-huh.
But being that same sort of, you just got to do your own thing with it.
Yeah.
You know, music, the guitar could be the same in three different songs, but if the vocal line and the melody and the feeling because of what you're writing about or singing about is there and different than the other two, then there you go. That's three totally different songs.
Yeah.
Even though there might be, all of them might be an E in the same chord structure, E-A-B, 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 but if you do something different with it, then you gotta be listening though to tell the difference sometimes.
So I know you have several CDs, and you just laid your most recent one in our hands here, and thank you for that. I'm sure it'll get some airplay here at KDNK. Awesome. It's called Ain't Nothing But a Revival. Recorded last year. Is mm-hmm. that when you did this one?
Yes. Oh. It's out on the Rusty Knuckles record label.
Uh-huh.
We got J.D. Wilkes from the legendary Shack Shakers on there playing some harmonica. We did it at Andy Gibson's place in Nashville. Spent a week at his house studio just sleeping on the couch recording these tunes, man. It was actually a really pretty awesome, magical time.
Are you happy with it?
I am.
Are they all originals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? 11. 11 originals. How about that Chicken Grease? I like those kind of songs.
Yeah.
Is that an instrumental?
Well, it's a cappella because I had these lyrics and this format in my head, and I never the melody and everything. I never could write a guitar line for it ever. And so when we got to the studio, I was like, man, I really want to use those lyrics for something. I really want to make a song out of that. It's kind of like, screw it. I guess it doesn't need any guitar. Let's just see what we can do with it. And we were actually, there's a sound on there. It's like a boom, clap kind of thing. And there's a sound that's almost like an anvil, but it's just me slapping some scissors against a music stand with a lot of reverb on the mic in there by accident. And I heard it in my headphones. Like, are y'all hearing that? It sounds just like so it's just, we were like, all right, there's the music done. Like,
nice.
I love when things happen that way.
A happy accident.
Yeah.
We're going to go out with a tune from this one, but we're not there yet. I think we have enough time to hear Sam do a song for us.
Yeah. Let's hear that.
Sam Gillis here at KDNK.
Thank you. Well, I wasted my whole life away. Well, I wasted my whole. Oh, I wasted my whole life away. Well, I didn't do a thing that my mama, oh baby, she had to see. She told me she don't believe, she don't believe I'm going to heaven when I die. She told me she don't believe, she don't believe I'm going to heaven when I die. Whoa, baby, I got the wings on my back, I just don't. Oh, I don't think I can fly. Baby, I ain't gonna take none of my pills. Well, I ain't gonna call my mama. Baby, I ain't gonna pay none of my bills. Lord, you can't make me go away.
Thank you, Sam. That sounded good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was that one of your songs?
Yeah, it's a little amalgamation of stuff I've heard and stuff I like to say when I'm angry.
Okay. That's what's great about writing songs. You can sort of...
The blues is free, so you kind of do what you feel.
Well, that's Sam Gillis playing, and prior to that, we heard Husky Barnett, both of these gentlemen playing tonight at the Loyal Brothers Lounge in Glenwood Springs.
Yeah, come on out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
I think we've got enough time to hear at least most of this song. We chose Kid Rock, Kick Rocks. Kid Rock. Bite your tongue. Kick Rocks.
Yes, sir. Kick Rocks.
From Husky Burnett's CD, Ain't Nothing But a Revival. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for having us, man.
Yeah, you bet. You it's my much. Pleasure. All right. Thank you for listening. That's another Express Yourself in the books. Please remember to go out there and express yourself.